Hello, humans, and welcome to Sports, the podcast that ends with a question mark but starts with a question. I'm Katie Nolan, and Ashley and Jay are going to join me in just a little bit. Obviously, we are in the midst of a pivotal moment as a country right now, and I felt it was important that I use my platform responsibly and productively. We had discussed, Ashley, Jay, and I, not doing a podcast this week. We discussed doing a regular podcast to give people a break from the heavy emotional news. We discussed lending this platform to one of the many Black voices speaking out against injustice and the history of injustice in this country. Ultimately, I made the call that I wanted to speak to you, our audience, directly. First and foremost, because we can't keep asking Black people to do the difficult work so that we don't have to. But also, you know, I've asked Ashley and Jay to sit this one out, not because they aren't aligned with me on this or because they don't feel passionately, but because this platform has my name on it. And it's important to me that every word spoken on it when it comes to matters as serious as this are words that I believe in and that I am confident defending. I also just didn't feel like three white people chatting about race was something that the conversation needed right now. Again, that was my call, and I know that Ashley and Jay both feel very strongly about this issue. Most of you follow them on social media, so I'm sure that you can interact with them about this there. This was just something I felt that I had to do because my privilege has given me the ability to talk to a bunch of people every week, and this is very important, and I have a few things that I want to say. First, let me say, I know some of our listeners are members of the Black community, and I want to say to you that I know that this is a fight you have fought every day for years and years and years, not just this past week. And I've seen some frustration online that every piece of content and everything in the media right now is centered on this deeply painful and personal issue. I hear you and I see you, and if you came to this podcast for an escape, I will put a time code in the description of this episode that you can skip ahead to, where you'll find me and Jay and Ashley talking about sports, but not really talking about sports. You know, podcast, normal podcast stuff. Important to note, white people, that time code, not for you. I'm going to try to keep this to the point, even though I have a million thoughts. I have a notes app where I just kept jotting things down. It's like 7 pages long. It's all worth saying, but it's not worth saying all of it. I'm going to make mistakes here because I'm doing the work, but I still have a ton of work to do. So hold me accountable for what I say. As I see it, what's happening right now across this country is that Black people are once again asking us for the millionth time to hear them when they say that they're treated differently by law enforcement. Kaepernick took a knee to try to tell us, and we made that about the troops and the flag and whatever else. And now Black people are taking to the streets and marching, and we're making that about riots and property destruction. Throughout history, over and over, white people have said, I agree with what you're fighting for. I love the message. Love what you're saying. I just don't agree with how you're choosing to say it. And it's bullshit. You don't agree with what they're saying if you can't understand why, no matter how they try to say it, they just need us to listen. It reminds me of what Martin Luther King Jr. called a negative peace, which is the absence of tension. That white people want a negative peace. They want everything to just be calm, as opposed to a positive peace, which is the presence of justice. Peace can't mean that everything just keeps going on the way that it always has and our lives are undisturbed. It has to mean that wrongs are righted, and we have a lot of wrongs to right. And it's going to be really messy and complicated. But that's what peace means. Over the last few days, I've seen a lot of white people on social media try to participate in this conversation and express what they're feeling. Like today, for example, it's Tuesday. Instagram is just, everyone's posting a black image to declare themselves as allies and use their platform to let their followers know that Black Lives Matter. And while that's great and the showing of solidarity is important and is a step, I need us to know as white people that we have so much more to do than that. Saying I'm with you and then logging off is a selfish endorsement of a negative peace. The cold hard truth is that we live in a country that was designed to benefit white people at the expense of black women, men, and children. Our country's long and complicated history with slavery was never fully reckoned with and never made right. That makes a lot of people uncomfortable, that sentence. I wrote it down and read it because I didn't know. It's tough. This is heavy. Because it challenges this basic idea we all have of the American dream. It's something we were taught as kids. It's like, you work as hard as you can, and you can do and be anything you want. But that simply is not true. And acknowledging that fact does not discount the hardships that you or those you love have had to overcome or that you're still battling. Your experiences are real. But so are those of Black Americans. And our refusal to address these issues head on and take responsibility for the role that we might play in their persistence has hindered the fight for equity in this country for so long. I've seen a lot of people say something along the lines of, I don't know what to say, or I don't have the right words, or this isn't right, but I'll try. And if you're feeling that way, I cannot urge you enough to read. That's your body and your mind telling you that you're not equipped yet. You don't have the tools to participate. Your heart is in the right place. You want or seem to want the right thing, which is justice, but you just aren't equipped yet with the words. And the words are out there. So read, listen, absorb information. Hear the experiences of Black people. We have social media where you can hear from anyone, anywhere, at any time. Seek them out. Find them. Follow them. Put that in. Make that your timeline. Make sure your timeline is diverse and you're not just hearing from an echo chamber of white people. Make sure that you're listening to the experiences of people who do not look like you. There are so many books that are even made specifically for the feeling that you have right now that you're not equipped to talk about race. There's a book called So You Want to Talk About Race by Ijoma Oluo. It is a primer, not an easy read because it's tough, but it's a short enough read. It basically equips you for a race argument. That's a black woman giving you the tools you need to help her fight her fight. Start there. That's the beginning. You have to keep going, dig deeper, read other books, read James Baldwin, Angela Davis, Ta-Nehisi Coates, read Toni Morrison, just read Black scholars, read Black authors. It feels really overwhelming, this discussion, but Black people have gone above and beyond to make it easy for us. So tweeting out that everyone should just love each other and hold hands and have compassion, it's not cutting it. The problems that we're trying to address run deep, and love, compassion, while important, are not going to change policy. So you can't just say, I love everyone equally. I don't see color. Stop erasing Black people's experiences. Start seeing them, see color, and then help them be treated as equals. Also, I'm urging you to examine your privilege. It's a sentence that makes people roll their eyes, people get annoyed. I'll get called a libtard or whatever we're saying nowadays. But it is actually integral to this process, and it sucks. It's not fun. It's not fun to look at your life and see where you had the upper hand. We all like to see ourselves as fighting against a force and overcoming all odds, but there is value in looking at yourself and the advantages that you had that other people don't have. And also to look into where you may have contributed to the oppression of others. You're going to feel uncomfortable at the best moments, and at the worst, you're going to feel evil. You've gotta power through it. because this is what people say mean when they say do the work. This is the work. Racism is a pervasive force in our country, and it doesn't always announce itself when it's in the room. So you have been absorbing it, consuming it, without knowing your whole life. And it would be foolish to think that nothing has gotten into you. You have to examine yourself. And any self-examination that avoids discomfort is a failure. You've got to acknowledge that it's in you, sit with it, and then get to work on learning it. I promise that you can be as well-intentioned as you like. But if you aren't willing to consider your own unconscious biases, then we can't make a difference. And you see this in Amy Cooper, the lady who, in Central Park called the cops and told them that, quote, an African-American man was threatening her life. That lady, in her apology after she got caught, said, I'm not racist. And it's because it's like every white person has this line in their head that is like the border to racism. And as long as they don't cross it, to them, they're not racist. But everyone's line is somewhere different. Like Amy Cooper knew damn well that when she told the cops that the guy was black, that they would react differently than they would if she left that part out. Plain and simple. She used that to benefit her. So no, she didn't say the N-word. But that doesn't mean she's not racist. And this is a woman who got called out, caught on video, and when apologizing and saying she's sorry, couldn't even look at herself enough to go, why when I was scared did I mention that he was black? Because that is scary. As a person, to have to look at yourself and go, am I racist? Because your answer's always going to be no. But Amy Cooper should have examined herself and known that, yeah, that was racist. And here she was in her apology showing that she wasn't, even then, not doing the work. We all need to do less announcing of how not racist we are, and more self-examination into our pasts, our mistakes, our friends, our beliefs, and our privilege. And then once we do that, white people, once we examine ourselves and we read and we listen and we learn about stuff like the school-to-prison pipeline and the history of police in this country and who they were created to protect and serve, then we can get to work on collecting our own, on holding other white people accountable. Because, and this is important, participating in the Black Lives Matter movement and standing with Black people does not mean centering your voice in their conversations. As well-meaning allies, you might think that, you know, now that you've examined yourself and you've seen that in the past you were indifferent to race and that means that you contributed to a white supremacist society that oppressed Black, you might feel like, I gotta go hard now. I gotta get up and be a leader in the Black Lives Matter community. You don't. You don't. You have work to do. That's not it. What you do have to do is talk to your white friends. Talk to your white family members. Have very difficult, very awkward conversations that you will fumble your way through. Sometimes you'll get it right, other times you won't. Very rarely will you walk away feeling like, yes, I did it. You're going to walk away feeling like, oh God, did I do it? Did I not do it? Did I say it right? You're going to go back to books you've read. You're going to be like, man, I gave that statistic wrong. Or man, I said that wrong. You're going to slip up, but it doesn't matter. You have to do it and you have to keep going. Your role is to help, to amplify, to support, and to educate other white people so that that burden is lifted off of the community of people who have carried it this entire way. Look, I understand you've got a racist family member. You have a grandpa, somebody. You have a friend who tells racist jokes. You've got yada, yada, yada. You have people. And after the election, a lot of white people were like, I'm writing off everyone in my life who is X, Y, and Z. I understand. We're mad and we're frustrated. But it is not... You don't get to have that privilege. You have to try to bring that person back first. And people disagree with me on this. And I also am a person who just approaches most situations with way too much compassion, to my detriment a lot of the time. I'm in high school, it was like if a girl that bullied me was suddenly getting bullied, I was like, I'll be your friend. It's not always smart. But I strongly believe that if white people start writing people off without even trying, other white people, I mean, then all that's doing is leaving that burden to black people. Now black people are going to have to deal with this person. Or you're pushing them further away and they're becoming more of a threat to the movement that you claim to support. So I would urge white people to come get your own, you know, in the communities that you identify with. Talk to those people and hold them accountable. Some of you probably saw online this weekend. What are days? This weekend. You know, I consider myself a member of the women's soccer community. I talk about them a lot and promote them, and I support their fight for equal pay. And a member of the team I just gave a statement that I didn't feel was missing the point, and she was centering herself and she was feeling attacked and defensive, which is a thing that happens when you think you're doing the right thing and someone says, hey, you're not doing it right. You're going to be like, I'm a good person. I know that because I've been there. I know that because that was me a few steps ago of, you know, thinking you knew a couple things, thinking you were supporting the right side of the argument. And then when somebody says, I don't like the way you're doing it, you're like, well, go talk to that guy. That guy said the N-word. Instead of just saying, hey, okay, how can I be better? It's a very difficult thing to do, and I'm not acting like I'm good at it. I'm still not. And you're not going to be either, but you've got to try to remind yourself it's not about you. What was I saying? So I don't know, just basically the point of that being that, like, come get your own. These communities that you're with when things are good, if one of them acts out, you got to call them on it. You got to bring them back. It's your responsibility, and you're not doing it to be performative. A thing that was so uncomfortable for me this weekend was when people were praising me for it, because I wanted to say, don't get distracted, focus. You know, I wasn't quote tweeting. I'm not trying to, so much of this work that we have to do isn't about look at me doing the work. Try to remember that. You're going to put a lot of work into this and no one's going to notice it. And not only that, but some people are going to assume you're not doing it and treat you as if you're not doing it. You got to keep doing it anyway. It's not about getting credit for doing it. It's not about getting invited to the cookout. It's about fighting for the cookout to exist. It's about fighting for the people and the causes that you claim to care about. That is more important than telling everybody on the internet that you're doing it. Good for you. A lot of people are doing it. So shut up and do it. I wish I had smarter words, the best words. I don't. These are the words I have. This podcast has always emphasized taking care of your mental health, so I will stress that that is still important. This all can be very overwhelming. Take time for you. Take care of yourself. But do not become complacent. Blackout Tuesday is great, but next Tuesday, this fight continues. So don't feel as though you've checked the box by posting a black image on your Instagram. Your heart is in the right place, so you've got work to do. You have to work at it. This isn't a hashtag. This is people's lives. Now I'm gonna just awkwardly transition. I'm gonna bring Ashley and Jay in, and we're gonna try to just do like a shorter, I'm winking at you, a shorter regular podcast. You know, if you've listened to this thus far and you feel like you've got a lot to do, stop the podcast, stop listening. I promise nothing that happens after this is something that you need to hear. I mean, don't tell anybody I said that, and definitely be sure to listen, like, and subscribe, but yeah, no, go do the work. But maybe you've been doing the work, you're exhausted, you just need to hear what the hell happened on the challenge this week. And for you, here's the rest of the podcast. Hi, Jay.
Hi.
This is today's question.
Hi, Katie, Ashley, and Jay. This is Stacey calling from Brooklyn. Been listening since episode 0 back in 2017, and this is my all-time favorite podcast. So here's my question for you guys. If you could pick one professional athlete, former or current, to watch on the challenge, who would you pick? Now, you've got to take into account a bunch of different stuff. Stamina, strength, ability to cause drama, if they can participate in social game, if they're hooked up with anyone else on the cast. A lot of different things to consider. Love that you guys are doing the pod during quarantine. Really makes my week. Bye. Love you. Mean it.
Stacey. Jay, I feel like you took the note that nobody can hear the voicemails. Because Stacey was booming.
Yeah, Stacey is, I mean, also Stacey just had great energy. So no, I feel like she was booming on her own.
Totally. But hopefully everybody could hear that one. Stacey from Brooklyn.
Sorry, guys.
Which athlete would you want on the challenge? Now, my first thought was obviously Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we make him out to be so dramatic. And I think if we put him on the challenge, we get to see if he really is dramatic or if we're just bad at handling an athlete who acts a little bit differently than other athletes are used to.
Interesting. So it's more of like an experiment to like get to
Yeah, and also I think he would just be fun. I think he'd obviously, any athlete's gonna, look, I know Bananas does not agree. Any athlete's gonna smoke them all. Like Fessy. Yeah. Played for, where did he go? He went somewhere. I want to say like a somewhere in Tennessee or something. He was like a college athlete. And even he, when he competes against people, it's like, oh, shoot. Like, this is tough. Like, a professional athlete against any of these people, maybe in the puzzles and stuff, they might have the edge, but the athlete's going to smoke them in any physical challenge. So, like, obviously having Odell Beckham Jr. there also would be fun to just watch him smoke people.
I was thinking about Jalen Ramsey because I think he talks so much trash. He could like really get in everybody's head. And we know that he likes drama and is involved in a lot of drama, both on and off the field. That's what I was thinking. For the people who don't remember, not that I'm saying I support this, I'm just saying it lets us know that he is involved in drama. He broke up with his pregnant girlfriend, who happened to be Golden Tate's sister.
I can't believe you would say you support that. Jay.
Catherine.
That's embarrassing. I'm upset.
I'm
saying pretty crazy stance to
in
take,
addition,
Ashley,
like
but
a
here you are taking
with
it.
His team,
you said you
drama.
Love that he broke up with his pregnant girlfriend who is Golden Tate's sister. We all heard it. It's fucked up.
Check the receipt.
It's not great.
Jay.
Robert Gronkowski, go on the challenge and please don't play football.
No.
Yeah. You know why? Because here's the thing about the challenge, based on exclusively listening to your updates, because I've never seen it. It's multifaceted. And what we've learned about Gronk is that he needs...
He's single faceted.
He's got one facet. He's got just the one facet to him.
He's got one
facet. So this is not only an opportunity to succeed, but also an opportunity to grow. Which Gronk really needs that now more than ever.
I will tell you, Jay, there are people who are also single faceted or zero faceted in Nelson's case. And they don't grow. You just watch them fail over and over.
Well, in that case, we'll watch him fail, but I'd like to
I can't disagree. I agree with Ashley's really problematic answer more than yours, Jay. That's how much I hate that answer. We do not need Gronk to be on TV more, I promise. I promise. It also might be fun to put a hockey player in there because hockey players are like this quiet kind of.
Ooh, let's put in Nolan Patrick.
I mean, yeah, he'd be fine. They're just like, or like Brad Marchand, just to see if he gets a little bit pesty, you know? Plus, they just keep on their toes. You can't ever really tell. Brad Marchand said his name was Marchand, so we all started saying Marchand because we were saying Marchand, and then now he's gone back to being Marchand. He just likes to fuck with people. So I think he'd be pretty good on the challenge. But who's to say?
Good answer.
What are athletes and what are sports? I haven't seen them in a while. Thank you for your question, Stacey. Thank you for yelling your question at us. If you're listening and you have a question, you can always...
Leave a voicemail. That was pretty good.
I mean, it took you a second. There was a big pause.
I feel like there are notes even when I do it well. And that time I did it well.
You figured out what that's like. You figured out
doing things well, Jay.
You figured out the secret of the podcast. Anyway, the number is 860-506-5571. Hello to the both of you.
Hi.
Hi. We're going to, today on this podcast, we're going to do a challenge update. We're going we're going to do a poop date. I imagine that's from Jay.
Yes, I have a lot to share.
From Austin. We'll have a pup date. things that brought us some joy. French news. It's a good podcast. Before we get to that, this great podcast is brought to you by State Farm. But first, today's podcast is brought to you by State Farm, whose agents provide real help that can make all the difference in protecting what matters most. Just like how a team that has the right coach who gives real guidance can go from good to great. You know, like, do you guys think the Pats could have won 6 Super Bowls without Bill Belichick?
Definitely, because they're such a great football organization and team.
What's up? What are you doing?
Your support.
What's up?
He's trying to make you happy.
Are you pandering?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. At least you're honest about it. How about this? Do you think anyone besides Phil Jackson could have 11 NBA championships, 2 different teams? Huh?
No,
answer me this. How about this one?
Someone from Boston.
Yeah, riddle me this. Do you think a bunch of ragtag kids from Minnesota could have won a state championship without Gordon Bombay? Huh? I didn't think
maybe
so. Talk to a State Farm agent today. Ashley, please. Talk to a State Farm agent today about combining your home and auto insurance, and then get a teammate who can help guide you through whatever life throws your way. Even though we talked a lot about coaches there, you got to get a teammate. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, Ashley, where's State Farm?
They're there.
Nice.
Here, there, anywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well, actually, legally, I have to say that it's there. They're there. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They're not required to be here or anywhere. Just there is where they are. Thank you so much. Guys, time for a challenge update.
Doodly-doo.
Doodly-doo. All right. Hello. I'm Katie Nolan with your challenge update.
Hi.
I have a notes app about it because nice. I knew I'd forget. Hold on. A lot of this is about the end, and I should probably start at the beginning. Okay. So this week we had a double elimination of the ladies. It was Anissa versus Jenna and Kayla versus Casey. But before that, I go in bad order. Josh, this week we had the fight no one gave a shit about in Josh versus Swaggy C. I always want to call him Swaggy P, but that's obviously not it.
Yeah, Swaggy C, I think. That seems right.
So Josh and Swaggy got into a fight. Suffice it to say, Josh is a moron and Swaggy has no idea how to play this game. The most interesting part of the fight was that they finally went to a different bar. They have gone to the same bar every single week, and this was a different bar, and now they're never going to be allowed back to it because they got into a fight and they got kicked out. I was so excited for a new bar, and now they can't ever go back.
Is this the episode where Josh, like, stood up on the bar?
Yes.
Ugh.
And they were yelling at each other for no reason. And one of, why are you sitting next to me? I don't know. Why are you? It was so dumb. It was such a waste of time. It felt like a producer off camera was like, can you two fight? We need something this week. Meanwhile, I'll tell you what it should be, what the storyline should be that no one's talking about. Oh. Is that Melissa is still there and like skating by and no one's saying anything about how she's not participating. And it's pretty silly. The entire premise of this season was that you're not supposed to be able to just skate by. And Melissa has done literally nothing.
I think, was she on, she was on one.
No.
No, she
she's done nothing. She hasn't done well in a challenge.
In order to stay?
She will have to earn, yes, Jay, guy who famously watches the challenge, she will have to enter an elimination in order to earn a red skull. An interesting thing about this point of the season is we're realizing that all these big players, all these guys that are always in charge, have not, most of them don't have red skulls yet, which is wild. That all these guys are like, oh, whoops, none of us have red skulls. So we're about to get a mad dash for red skulls. And that's fine. That's an interesting dynamic. I'm more interested in the fact that Melissa has done literally nothing all season.
She's pregnant, right?
What?
I'm pretty sure she's pregnant on the show and doesn't know it. And I think that's why they're not showing her very much.
How did you, how do you know that?
I think Steve told me, but also in the episode where they, you like, you were on the, swinging on the side of the truck while it was going down and she was paired with Johnny.
Yeah.
He tweeted afterwards, like, Melissa and I got eliminated when a producer found out we had a third person on our team, like smiley face. I'm pretty sure she's pregnant. Let me go ahead and look that up.
Wow. So that changes everything. And that's why I'm not drinking, because I'm Melissa, and I'm pregnant, and there's a baby.
I don't think she knows. I mean, she wouldn't. She couldn't be there.
She certainly does not know how to go down at the end of a sentence, is a thing that I don't think she has. Kyle's really cute, and I like him a lot. Bananas. Pregnant. All right, you look that up. Anyway, if she is pregnant, I lighten my stance on her. Because every week I've been watching being like, this is going to be the week Melissa just goes. She has to go home. She's not doing anything. So anyway, Anissa versus Jenna and Kayla versus Casey. Anissa won. Here's the thing. Also, Nani, who is Jenna's best friend or whatever, last week was like, everyone's saying that Jenna's being counted out and that she's checked out and that she wants to go home. And that's just not true. And then this week, Nani was like, Jenna doesn't want to be here. Jenna wants to leave. Jenna wants to go back to Zach. I'm like, you just fought the opposite last week. So anyway, Nani totally flips on Jenna. And then Jenna loses to Anissa. So the Jenna-Zach drama is finally either getting resolved or no longer our problem. Kayla lost to Casey.
Got her ass kicked.
Just got her ass kicked, which we all saw coming.
Yeah.
But basically that means that the two women we said goodbye to this week got to go home to relationships that were very broken and have to try to clean them up.
So
best of luck. We know what happens with Kayla. I haven't looked into the Jenna situation, but Kayla is now dating a different guy.
Let me update you. I'm pretty sure Jenna's engaged to Zach.
Damn.
Also confirmed Melissa's pregnant.
I apologize.
Summer 2020. So that means
beautiful.
She was pregnant.
It's hard to win elimination if you have a person inside you. It's something I've always said, and I think it's crazy. Yeah. What else are we looking up? You're confirming Jenna
and Zach got engaged.
Oh, true love. Love is real, folks.
When did they shoot this?
I don't know. Well, okay, so Jenna went home and I guess fixed it.
Yeah.
Proving that Zach was full of and she could have stayed and fought for $1 million, but congrats to her for giving up everything for a man. And Kayla, as we know, spoiler alert, is now dating a different British man that isn't Bear, which is probably for the best, but RIP to Mikey, her then boyfriend, who she seemed to forget about like that. Next week, looking forward to, we get, well, this week, tomorrow when the challenge airs, we get trivia. I love when they do the trivia ones because it's usually a fun moment to find out just how brilliant the contestants on the challenge are. And they always seem to have a lot of fun within the challenge about it, where they'll be like laughing and joking with each other, but there's always some crazy sort of like elevation of if you get it wrong, you get dropped into the ocean or something. So I'm looking forward to that. And I don't know why I wrote Johnny versus Bananas preview. That doesn't make any sense. I imagine that I meant to write Wes, but I also still don't even know what I'm talking about. So I wrote it. It says it right there with the question mark next to it. So it's like, I guess it happened. That's it. And this has been your challenge update.
Totally do.
Sick.
That's great.
Thanks. Now it's time for a poop date. Ashley.
Hi, I'm Ashley Braven here with your poop date.
Hi.
Lovely. Guys, we've been having some marginal success.
Let's just, recently, for anybody who might not know, it's Austin. We're talking about Ashley's son, Austin, and his progress with potty training. Anyone who's listening to this for the first time is like, what's up? What are we doing here?
So we've been struggling to have my son poop in the potty. But since we have been bribing him with ice cream, it has been very successful. Now, what that means isn't like he gets a scoop of ice cream. Like, we have like adult-sized ice cream cones that he gets after he poops. So this morning he had an ice cream at 9:37 in the morning.
Yes!
Just like a giant ice cream cone?
Quarantine life.
I know, but it's, I was like, here, let me put it in a little bowl. He's like, no, I want that one. I'm like, you know what? If you're going to poop in the potty, fine. You can get an ice cream cone. So, sick. Yeah.
Shout out to Austin.
Food motivated young child. He's really killing it.
Nice.
And that was your poop date. Doodly do with a whole different meaning.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
She did the whole thing just to say that. Yeah. Did the whole update just to,
I agree.
I just was trying to break it up so it wasn't Katie doing challenge and Katie doing the pup date, because she didn't like talking that much last week.
No worries.
And now it's time for a pup date. Arf.
Hi.
Poodly poo. You know what I'm saying? No. So actually very similar to the poop date. We also give Myrtle treats when she poops. And that's been, no, just kidding.
Entire ice cream cone.
We've been doing really well. She had an accident in the house 2 days ago. I was upset, not with her. I just was like, come on. I thought we were like getting there. And it wasn't even a ton of pee, which was a bummer. Because it was like, oh man, it's not even like you couldn't hold this. You could have held this. Why didn't you hold this? So that's fine. I've been letting her up on the couch, which I said I wasn't going to do, but she's snuggly. And
she's,
I'm like,
be in your bed soon.
Oof.
But I was like, I'm going to miss when she's not, when she's too big to like snuggle, I'm going to be like, why didn't we have her on the couch so that we could do this? So I'm like just enjoying it now. We snuggle.
Spoiler
on the
alert,
couch.
Dogs are never too big to snuggle.
True. You know what I mean though. Like I'm not going to be able to pick her up soon. And like, that's, I like, you know, holding her on my little lap. And she does this thing where she just, like, spreads her legs out because she likes to scratch the insides of her thighs because it's, like, a part she can't get to. So she'll just, like, lay with her legs open and her head back and just let me scratch her thighs, and then she'll fall asleep. It's very, very cute. Last night I was reading and I was on my couch and she fell asleep. She, like, pushed from, like, her forehead to the tip of her nose, like, pushed that against my arm and fell asleep like that. And it was so cute. She was snoring. And then when I would move, she was like, And then she would like flip her head so it was like up on my shoulder. And then she would flip it back down. It was really fucking cute. She's been great. She's been great. When things get emotional and stressful, it's so great that she'll like get up on my lap and sit with me. I know this is stupid, but I feel like dogs can sometimes feel when you're like, when you just need them to put their head onto your leg.
I'm pretty sure that's proven.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, they can like sense your
Well, emotions. Myrtle's putting in overtime right now. So,
girl.
That's your pup date, poodly poo.
Woof.
I know we have in here, I see that somebody wrote we should recap some things that have brought us joy. Of course, the week I prepared the thing I'm irrationally angry at. I can find something that brought me joy. It's just gonna be a deep dive and I'm gonna have to search. Other than my dog, it's few and far between. The thing I'm irrationally angry at, is that what you're just gonna ask?
Mm-hmm.
Is this is the way we cover news stories about cicadas? It's the thing everybody's mad about this week. It's the thing we're all coming together to talk about cicadas. And the issue here is that every year they're like, these cicadas have been underground for 17 years and are about to emerge. And then we get another one of those next year. And it's just like, yeah, so what that means just is that you lay an egg and the gestation period or whatever it is 17 years. But it doesn't mean that like there's no cicadas for 17 years and then we get those. It just means that round. It just means that it takes 17 years for a cicada to hatch. It literally means nothing but that. Right?
That's so annoying.
Because it's not like we don't have any and then we have them. It's like every year there's a new batch that hasn't been back for 17 years or whatever. It's so weird. And everyone's like, the world's ending. I'm like, no. Yes, but not because of the cicadas. I also just recently listened to a podcast about the locusts of 1874. I'm guessing. I don't think that's the right year, but let's find out how far off I was. I think 2020
is the year that it was.
No, it wasn't. It was the locusts of this great radio. 1874, is that what I said?
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Oh, okay. I found a thing that brought me some joy. But apparently in 1874, there was this cloud of locusts that was so big. It was something like, and now that I messed up that other number, or got that number right, I won't get this one right. But it was something like 64,000 square miles, the cloud of locusts.
What?
It may have been 164,000 square. Whatever the number was made me go, I'm sorry. It was crazy. If the locusts would start to fly over and, you know, they like block out the sun, 5 days. It would take 5 days for the whole crowd of locusts to keep moving. Insane. It was an episode of The Dollop. You should listen to it. It's nuts. But anyway, cicadas ain't shit. Please don't come for me, cicadas. I don't like
it. Yeah, no. And that's when it became personal for the cicadas.
It's like when you talk shit edible. And you're like, I don't even feel this. And then you're like, oh, but edible's like, excuse me? All right. So that's my thing I'm irrationally angry at. Thing that brought me some joy. I just remembered what year something happened and I wasn't wrong. I've never been right before, ever. Jay?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Actually, I have something that makes me upset and something that brought me joy.
Okay. But it has to be irrationally upset. It can't be something that we're obviously upset about.
So you guys tell me if this counts. Kate, we've talked about this before and you came up with a great name for it, but I can't remember what it was. When it's somebody gets you a gift, but it's like the wrong gift and then makes you feel
guilty.
Did
we come up with a name for it?
You did. I don't remember what it was.
No, I'm saying I don't think we did because I couldn't have been. I would love to have come up with
it. When someone gets you something that either you don't want or don't like or is wrong.
Or when they do you a favor and it doesn't actually help you.
Yeah. And then like they make you feel guilty. For it being wrong. And you're like, well, wait, you tried to do something nice for me. And instead now I'm feeling guilty. Like this is the opposite of what was supposed to happen.
Example being my mom said, like, I want to see Tom Petty, but only if we're in the front row. And then my dad surprised her with like tickets in the balcony. And then she was made to feel ungrateful, not necessarily by my dad, but by the people being like, take the tickets. And she's like, I knew it was an insane request. I didn't think we were going to do it, but I'm like, I only want to go if I can have a really good seat. And you got me shitty seats. And now I'm supposed to be like, oh, honey, thanks so much. It's like a weird.
Yeah. My specific example, and this is tied in with the thing that brought me joy because I got to go visit my sister and meet my niece. This weekend. So I got to hold little baby Margo. She's very cute and she's such a good baby. And while I was there, my sister and my brother-in-law were like, why don't you go take a nap? And I was like, what? And I took a nap.
Sick. Oh my God. Oh my God, that's sick.
My mom came to visit just so she could like see me, and I got to hug my mom, which was really nice. Oh. But here's the problem. I told her that I really liked this half cider, half shandy, mm-hmm. which like mm-hmm. apparently I was very lucky to find the one time I found it, and you can't get anywhere. And she was like, oh, let me see if they have it in Delaware. So I sent her a link to it. Well, there's my buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, Austin.
You want to do the tape measure?
Oh, whoa. What's this?
Wow. A car of some sort. I know we can't hear
it's
me.
It's orange.
Wow. Crazy.
Hey, buddy.
What?
So yeah. Cool. An orange car.
Katie just described it like that.
Cool car, buddy.
Hold on. He pulled this out.
Okay, bye. He just
sprinted out.
Man. What happened?
No. Steve just mouthed it smells in there. And I was like, sorry, but he didn't like fire.
Wow.
He's like, is something burning?
Sick.
Just my takes. So anyway, so my mom, she's like, I got you a surprise. And I was like, oh, okay. And she thought she got the half cider, half shandy that I wanted. But instead, she just bought me like this random, like the Line and Google summer shandy.
No.
She bought me two cases of it.
Holy, and a very like, nice mistake.
That's so nice. But what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
I have nowhere to put and they were in the fridge.
No.
And I was like, she's like, can you at least take these back with you? I'm like, where am I supposed
Why?
To put them? I can't.
No.
I can't. And it was just, I ended up feeling so bad and so guilty.
Did you take them?
No, I don't have room in my fridge. They were in the fridge. I don't have room. Like, we're hoarding food here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a second fridge. We're in an apartment. It's not like I have
a
beer fridge in my garage.
It's like
I know.
One time you're like, I like raspberries. And now every time you see them, there's like 30
strawberries.
Look, like raspberries,
it's
right?
Like blood orange.
No, not even strawberries. And you're like, these are close. Not the same.
Yeah.
Oh, you bought
it's
me
like,
a strawberry
like
farm.
You got
Thank
me clementines.
You.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, it's, okay.
It's kind of the same, but not really.
So,
man,
yeah.
Man, that's
so
a bummer.
I was like really bummed about it because she was so sad. And I was like, it was really thoughtful, Mom. That's just not what I was looking for, and now I have two cases of nothing that I can use. But thank you. But I did get to see my niece, and she's
so
cute. Real
cute. So real cute.
Cute. Such a good baby.
Jay, what made you happy?
Yeah, I don't have any irrational anger this week, just lots of rational anger. Happy this week. As much as you guys might think I don't like lurk the subreddit very much, but I do get like a Reddit Weekly Digest email.
Mm.
And I got this Reddit Weekly Digest email, and one of the like subreddit bars was like, I'm really happy for Jay. And so then I went on and read it, and a bunch of
and read it.
Oh, there it is. And a bunch of people were like, really, like they just wrote some really nice supportive messages about how I sounded happy. And I was not expecting it. It made me smile.
What has really brought sweet. Me joy? That is very sweet. What has brought me joy? You shouldn't have to think this hard.
I saw a video of a dog chasing its leash around a kitchen island, and it was very, very cute. It was just a puppy.
That's cute.
Yeah, I recommend go look it up.
Myrtle barks when I watch dog videos now.
Like, she's jealous? She's like, put those away. I'm
put it away. It's like watching porn in front of your boyfriend. It's like, that's not... Do that later. I'm here.
Another really nice moment was this morning I was doing yoga outside and Agador came and like laid on the back of my yoga mat while I was doing
That's
yoga
cute.
And I was just like, hey, bud. And then I had to like,
That's very
you know,
cute.
Try not to put my foot on him when I was whatever. It was very cute. I was like, hey, guy.
That's very cute. Oh, did I, I think I told the story of the day that I cried on this podcast about my dog, like a weirdo, about like a little girl who was putting on rollerblades.
Yeah.
And how she was like the sweetest. Yeah, and that I was super grateful to her. Dan was walking Myrtle, and the girl came over and was like, I'm the first girl that Myrtle ever met. And like they got, she was like, "Can I touch her now?" And they like played together, and it was that made me really happy. That's that really that little cute. That the little girl remembered, because I it mattered to me. Remember when I was like, "The little girl, if you're listening, thank you." Like she was, she's it also just yeah. it helped me feel better that I didn't make her up in my mind, because I'm starting to go a little nuts, and so I thought maybe there was a part of me that imagined a young girl on roller skates who didn't want to touch my dog. So it was nice to have my reality confirmed. That she did in fact exist, or Dan and I are both having visions. On that note,
cool options.
Pretty cool. On that note, we do need to remain cultured, though we are sequestered, and so we head on over now to Jay Wolf for your news française of the week.
Ooh, nice.
Ha ha lily ha.
Ha ha.
Whatever.
Attendez-vous.
What?
Well, I find some music.
Okay, well, we have to... Yeah. Oh, you have to find... Well, you didn't know the segment was coming, so how could you possibly... He just has an iTunes Bonsoir. Library Bonsoir. Full Bonsoir. Of crappy French music. Bonsoir.
I am...
ça va?
Jay Wolf. Ça va? Ah, super.
Ça va?
Moi aussi, oui, ça va. Ça va, ouais. Okay, so...
I hate it!
Some French news. This is good news, ultimately. There is a man who is French in Australia, and he is a surfer, and he has survived a shark attack with only minor injuries to his leg because Ooh. He punched the shark in the face two
okay.
times.
Okay. Oh, two times.
Oh. His two name time. Is Dylan Naka, and he was surfing in a beach in Australia, and he was attacked by a shark, but then he said... I punched him one time, he stays in my legs. Two times after, he go. Which, you know, is the way... This is a direct quote, but also the way we French people conjugate them. And so then, you know, a local man named Matt, he said he started to scream. I honestly thought he was joking around with his friends, but I wasn't going to ditch him, which honestly, this is the sort of things that we need right now in 2020. You don't ditch people.
Yeah, maybe don't think they're joking when they're screaming in pain either, yes. But, you know, also, we can, it's nitpicking.
So this is important, yes, pain, yes, don't think they're joking is good. Sorry, the music fell out. And you know, the other thing, this is a story about prospering and coming back, because Dylan, he says later, I really want to go back soon. Just when my leg is okay, I'm going to go back to surf soon. So this is important to know, even if you are attacked by a shark, and this is, guys, this is a metaphor, you can come back in the ocean and surf again.
Okay.
That is French news of the week.
Oh, magnifique. Au revoir. that is my least favorite segment that has ever existed. It's a struggle to listen to.
Is it worse than erotic news?
That's such a good question, and unfortunately, we don't have time for me to answer it today. But I will beat myself up about it for the rest of the day, wondering which I hate more. Look, we have time for one more voicemail, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that today's podcast is brought to you by algebra, triangles, and thermometers.
Oh,
our favorite company, AT&T. Please, if there were ever a day when maybe I could just read it, I feel like it'd be today.
I feel like I'm torn.
Oh,
you know, like maybe you could, or maybe you could sing it to the tune of Torn.
So you're not torn. So you're not torn. I think you've decided. Are we? Oh, I don't even have to play the song. If Ashley, you want to just
you want me to just help it?
Do you want to just do it?
Acapella. That'll be fun.
No, God,
I was in an acapella group.
What was it called?
One was called the B flats. So I went to a school called Baldwin. It starts with the letter B. And the other one was called Azure Acapella. And it was all actually, I guess both of them were.
Those aren't good names.
Well,
you could have done so much more.
I didn't pick them.
Could have been magic.
Auditioned to be in them.
Well, you shouldn't audition if you don't believe in the cause. Does it start right away? No. So why did it give me that intro? Ugh. Ugh. Hey guys, I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, no free, no. They're offering fast, free no contact delivery and curbside pickup, so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy, so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home. 24/7, subject to change, restrictions apply. It is att.com.
That fit really well, actually. It was very nice.
Is that how that song goes?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
I think you crushed that karaoke.
Can we play it on our voicemail? Please?
Yes.
Hey, Katie, Ashley, and Jay. Katie, you brought this up a few weeks ago, but as someone who's been an on-again-off-again smoker since I was 21, bought my first pack in about a year earlier this week.
Oh, no.
Man, everything just feels like it's going to hell in a handbasket, and I wanted a cigarette. So, smoked one, then totally soaked the pack and threw it away. And,
oh.
Yeah, felt my shame, moved on. But, man, that one cigarette was great.
Oh.
My question for all of you is, what's one guilty pleasure that you either really, really, really want to indulge or admittedly have indulged, as each week seems to bring a new breaking point in our country and world. Love you. Mean it. Myrtle's adorable. She looks like a younger scion of my puppy, and it makes me so happy to see on your Instagram. So please keep sharing pics. Again, love you guys. Mean it. Bye.
Oh, I loved and hated that voicemail.
Yeah.
Here's why I hated it. Wait, did he say his name?
He didn't.
Oh, man. Well, that's one reason to hate it. The other reason is because I hate that he said that that cigarette was great. Because you just want the person to be like, I did it, I indulged, and man, I wish I didn't. It wasn't worth it. And hearing him say that cigarette was great, I got that scratch in the back of my throat that I was like, oh, my God. Good for you for having the self-control to soak the pack. It might have sounded like he said smoke, but I'm fairly certain he said he soaked the pack and threw it away. So good for you. I have no answer other than cigarettes. Dan and I talk about it every day. We're just like, really? Man, I sure could use one right now. I'm going to try to hold strong, and chew the gum, which is, boy, the same experience and totally the same. but yeah, it's been a long time, and, obviously wish I never did, and nobody out there should smoke, but boy, have I thought about it this whole time. Because it's just, I don't know, it's your brain connects it with relieving you of stress. And I don't know if you've heard, things are kind of stressful right now.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that's mine for sure. What about you guys? Do you have anything? You've been like, ah, I'm just going to do it.
I mean, mine's not that bad. Like, I stress bake. And so pretty much like every week I've either made like cookies or brownies or a cake or banana bread or like something. Mm. And it's just like, I've stopped even getting on the scale because I'm like, I'm surviving this.
Dan go to the grocery store to get Cool Whip so I could just eat it out of the top. I just ate it with a spoon.
I actually have some Cool Whip in my fridge. I'm probably going to do that.
When you're in the mood for it, it's not the same as whipped cream. It slaps. Jay, what's your thing?
That sounds good. I mean, for me, my best friend this quarantine has become a nice glass of wine. And that's just been like the sort of thing where it's like, I feel guilty because I know that, you know, I wouldn't drink most of the time. And there's like a lot of days where I'm like, you know, like I not I'm good. And then there's a lot that happens. And then I'm like, maybe one glass of wine would help. And it does. Mm-hmm. Don't be alarmed. It's not like I'm like drinking too much.
No, yeah. I was just going to say, this is actually a good time for a reminder that if you have friends who struggle with substance abuse or addiction, check in with them in quarantine. Because as we're talking about this, I'm realizing it's tough to not do the thing you're not supposed to do. And for us, it's just like, well, I quit smoking. I was obviously addicted, but yeah, that's tough. So make sure if you've got friends who are recovering or in recovery or were struggling with recovery, just make sure you're checking in on those people, because if they're alone, that's got to be really tough. Take care of your people.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You know, that feels like a podcast, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Sure. That's it for this week's edition of Sports. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out to State Farm and AT&T. Ashley, what's AT&T stand for?
It stands for artichokes.
Yep.
Tigers and turtles.
Shout out to State Farm, artichokes, tigers, and turtles. And shout out to the ESPN Daily featuring Mina Kimes, real analysis of all the latest sports news, and Mina Kimes to bring it to you. So it doesn't get much better than that. Go get that wherever you get your podcasts. As always, big thanks to you guys for listening now and again later. You know what? This one, I feel like once. This is one of those ones where it's either like once good or it's like, no, you need to listen to that five times. I don't know. Just take care of yourselves. Or you could always leave us. Wow, that was interesting. A nice review wherever you're listening. Cause that's my throat going, are we getting that cigarette? Or you could leave us a nice review wherever you're listening to this podcast, which, by the way, we read and we love them. Like this one from Kelly.mon that says, the best podcast, hands down. Feel like I'm hanging out with three friends during these crazy times. You are. That is exactly what's happening. But lastly, don't forget that you can always leave
us a voicemail.
All right, I did f- that up. I was going to say, you can always call these three crazy friends and
leave.
I know. I f***ed it up. 860-506-5571. Say goodbye, Ashley.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Jay.
Bye.
What? Did you think about not doing it, or are you just on a delay?
No, I said bye.
Did Ashley seem like a big one? Yeah.
It was like I went to the bathroom and came back.
We have no.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Mean it.
SimpliSafe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade, enterprise-level security, but for your own home. Think about the security Fortune 500 companies use. They need to know police are going to be on the scene immediately. This is exactly the kind of security you get with SimpliSafe. If there's a break-in, SimpliSafe uses real video evidence to give police an eyewitness account of the crime. And that means police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. With SimpliSafe, you get comprehensive protection for your home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. Plus, SimpliSafe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all monitored 24/7 by live security professionals. You can set up your system yourself with no tools needed, or SimpliSafe's experts can do it for you. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplisafe.com/Nolan today to get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplisafe.com/Nolan to save on home security today. Simplisafe.com/Nolan.